Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout Podcast, where we talk all things happiness, mindset shifts, and ways to get you closer to your dream life. My name is Katie. I am a certified life coach and someone who is so passionate about all things spirituality and self-help. And today we are going to be talking about five mindset shifts to help you accept where you are and to achieve even more. I have recently had so many conversations with clients about how they're just like struggling to accept where they are and just wanting to have more faith along their journey. And so I thought it would be great to share with you all five mindset shifts that would really help you accept where you are and just achieve even more while we're at it. As someone who is very goal-oriented, acceptance has definitely been tough for me in the past, but these shifts make it so much easier to find contentment in the now and still reach for the life that you want. The first shift is to see acceptance as a strength and not a weakness. So often we see acceptance as surrendering or a weakness, and we really just see it as like a sign of giving up, but it is actually the opposite. At the end of the day, there will be things that you can't change, and the more that you resist these things, the longer it's going to take for the right things to come in for you. And so I understand that sometimes it's tough to be like, ugh, I'm accepting that I'm not where I want to be at, because that means that I'm not actually working towards what I want. But that is not the truth at all. It takes courage to accept, and it is a foundation for meaningful progress rather than just creating a barrier for yourself. And so you being able to really accept what is, accept where you are, and see it as a strength is going to be a huge game changer, because there is so much courage in that. And a really great tip for this is when you are having trouble accepting things, write out the things that you are having trouble accepting, whether it's that you're not where you want to be in your career yet, or maybe you're single, or you're not having the opportunities that you want yet. Journal out all of these things and journal out acceptance about each and every one of them. Because the longer you resist, the longer it will take for the right things to come in for you. And a reminder is that you can dance in the rain while you're waiting for the sunshine. The second shift is to reframe your goals as markers and not as final destinations. So first off, there is no final destination. And the more that you try to get to that final destination, the more you will realize the insignificance in them. So many of us believe that when we reach a destination that our problems will go away, but that's not the truth at all. Like, instead we just get a whole new set of problems, and life is really just about like being able to solve the next problem. And so the biggest thing that I have found helpful in this is seeing these goals as just like little stops along the way and as part of the journey, and realizing that there is no final destination. Like, you don't need to put so much weight on your goals. They are just part of the journey and part of, like, the just, it is part of just the journey and the experiences that you are having. Like, goals are waypoints in an ongoing journey rather than endpoints. And there is no pressure to arrive. Instead, focus on your growth, what you are learning along the way, and just enjoying the process of getting there. You aren't going to get to the end of your life and just think about those big goals that you accomplished, but you are going to think about all of those things that did happen along the way, the experiences that you had along the way, the people you met along the way, and the little things that help you get to those goals. So there is no final destination, and where you are right now is part of the journey, and it is just as important as where you are trying to get. Shift number three is to cultivate patience by embracing your unique timing. Everyone has a unique journey, so rushing it just creates unnecessary stress. And the biggest reason I have found that most of us feel behind is because of comparison. We are looking at other people's timelines, where others are compared to where we are, and we feel like we need to be there. We feel like we need to be rushing. We need to get to that destination. But you are on your own unique path and your own unique journey. And if you were on someone else's timeline, you would not become the person that you were meant to be. You would become the person that they are meant to be. And your life is not about other people. Your life is about you. So instead of constantly peeking over the fence and checking to see if their grass is greener than yours, focus on watering your own grass and filling your own cup up and where you are at in your journey and how beautiful where you are at in your journey is. I understand it is easy to compare. I fall into this sometimes too, or to feel behind, but your path is yours alone. Your unique timing is made just for you. And at the end of this all, you will understand why it all had to add up the way that it did. Like, I think about so many people in my life that I know, and even when I look at my own life, of things that I thought I wanted so badly, and like, I was like, why isn't this happening sooner? But then you see how all of those things ended up lining up exactly when they were meant to. And had it worked out earlier, or had those things come into my life earlier or into their lives earlier, it would not be what it was meant to be. And so the affirmation I want to give you for this is, I am right where I'm meant to be to get where I'm meant to get. Shift number four is, view your current situation as a building block and not a dead end. So where you are right now is setting the foundation for what is next, rather than it being an obstacle. This is something that you are building up upon. Every skill, every experience, and every lesson you gain now contributes to your future success. And this not only helps you enjoy and see the value in where you are right now, but it reminds you how much there is to be optimistic about on where you are heading. Like, all these experiences are really just helping you get to where you are meant to get. And that's so exciting that you're like, okay, wait, like, these things are all part of me getting to where I am meant to get. And in addition to the things that are happening right in front of our eyes that are building up to where we are meant to be, there are also things that are happening for you behind the scenes that you don't even know about that are adding up for you. And you hear so many people about going through periods of stagnancy, and then out of nowhere, all of these miraculous, beautiful things come in to their life. And they look at it and they see at how many things had to add up to bring all of those things into their life. And so the same thing goes for you. While it might not feel like things are building up to where you are meant to be, while it may feel like you're going through a period of stagnancy or things aren't moving, you have no idea about all the things that are building up for you to get you where you are meant to be, and all the things that are just moving into your life and shifting into your life. There are things happening for you behind the scenes that you do not even know about. Trust that and have faith in that. The last shift is to focus on intentions instead of expectations. And I cannot stress this enough. Focus on your why, the intention you want to have on the journey. This can completely transform your journey as well, because you're bringing a whole entire new element into it instead of just focusing on an outcome. And so let's say you are driving to this beautiful destination, but this is like a 10-hour car ride. If your intention is to enjoy the drive, bring excitement into the ride, you probably will have a beautiful experience along the way, a whole entire journey. Like, this itself will be something so, so beautiful, no matter what the destination looks like. However, if you don't have an intention, or you aren't focused on it, and you're complaining about the car ride the whole time, and you're just impatient about getting to the end destination, you would probably have a very different experience, despite the fact that the scenery and the drive would look the exact same. Like, it would be the exact same journey, but your intention changes the whole entire journey. And so you get to decide the intention you set, and where you are right now can either be a beautiful, magical experience, and you can choose to set intentions like being joyful along the way, having fun along the way, or you can be so focused on the outcome and miss the journey along the way. And I highly recommend that you go for the first. I also find it so helpful to set intentions because at the end of the day, there will be a lot of things that you can't control. You can't control the outcome always. You can't control how things are going to turn out. But the intentions that you bring into a situation and the energy that you bring in will always be in your control. Set intentions that align with your values, that feel meaningful to you, instead of just these rigid expectations of how things have to look like. And when you have this mindset, you are less likely to judge your current circumstances harshly, and you're more likely to just feel at peace with where you are, knowing that it aligns with your long-term intentions. Ending this off, I want to say that these shifts do not mean that you are lowering your standards or not striving for more or not going for those goals, but they are helping you enjoy this life a little more and helping you trust that you are right where you need to be to get where you are meant to go. The journey and where you are right now is just as important as your end destination. And your life will become a lot more beautiful when you recognize and accept where you are right now. And acceptance and surrender also just helps you bring in the things that you are meant to bring in. Accept where you are to get where you're meant to go. There is beauty in this journey. There is a reason you are where you are in this journey. Do not deny yourself the life that you are meant to live because you are so focused on it looking different. Because when you do that, you don't let it turn out better than you could have even expected it to turn out. I am sending you so much love and light. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a 5-star review for the podcast, and we will chat in the next episode.